Many of us pray for our burdens to be lifted, and understandably so. But Padre Pio offers a different approach, one that could bring you closer to the peace you're searching for. Stay tuned to find out how his wisdom can transform your outlook on suffering.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find the link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Before we continue, we would like to express our sincere gratitude to our protected children of Padre Pio. Your faithful support makes it possible for this apostolate to continue reaching souls day after day, offering consolation, strengthening faith, and keeping the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio alive for those who may be searching in silence. This work depends on a small community of committed supporters who help sustain it over time through prayer and steady generosity. If you're not yet part of this spiritual family, and feel called to help uphold this mission, we invite you to join the Protected Children of Padre Pio. As a member, you are spiritually remembered through holy masses offered for your intentions and welcomed into a prayer community under Padre Pio's protection. You'll find a link in the description below. Today's reflection is drawn from two sources: Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri, and St. Pio of Pretlicina, The Greatest Miracle Worker of the 20th Century by Father Karl Wagner. Through the accounts found in these books, we gain a deeper understanding of Padre Pio's perspective on suffering, a theme central to his life and spirituality. Let's begin with a story recounted by Carlo Campanini, a famous actor of his time, and also a spiritual son of Padre Pio. He shared, "One day I was accompanying Padre Pio to the convent. I walked ahead of him to clear a path through the crowd. Shouts and a continuous chorus of voices could be heard. 'Make me see,' one person begged. 'Make me walk,' pleaded another. 'My son is dying, help me. I had a car accident. My wife has a disease that doctors can't cure.' With every plea, Padre Pio would glance towards the heavens, then bow his head, letting out a deep sigh. Later, once inside a convent and away from the crowd, he turned to Carlo with a look of sorrow and said, 'Do you see? Everyone comes here wanting their cross to be taken away. No one asks for the help to carry it.'" This statement highlights something Padre Pio understood deeply. Suffering is part of our human journey, and instead of constantly seeking relief, we should ask for the strength to carry it with love. It's a challenging lesson, isn't it? How often do we rush to prayer asking God to remove our burdens rather than asking Him to help us endure them? Father Karl Wagner, another spiritual son of Padre Pio, also observed a moment of frustration from the saint. Padre Pio remarked, "People come here. Everyone only wants material favors. And my hands are full of spiritual and imperishable graces, especially love. And yet, almost no one wants them. Out of 200 people who come here, perhaps one desires spiritual graces, and those they receive with certainty." He then continued, "The understanding that sufferings are graces is very simple, yet profoundly deep. To fulfill one's daily duties with just a spark of love is worth more than the most costly sacrifices made without it. Whoever has set themselves right inwardly will receive everything else in addition." This resonates deeply with the words of Thomas A. Kempis in The Imitation of Christ, written 500 years ago. Listen to this. Jesus has always many who love his heavenly kingdom, but few who bear his cross. He has many who desire consolation, but few who care for trial. He finds many to share his table, but few to take part in his fasting. All desire to be happy with him, few wish to suffer anything for him. Many follow him to the breaking of bread, but few to the drinking of the chalice of his passion. Many love him as long as they encounter no hardship. Many praise and bless him as long as they receive some comfort from him. Do not those who always seek consolation deserve to be called mercenaries? Do not those who always think of their own profit and gain prove that they love themselves rather than Christ? Now this brings us to a fundamental question. Why do we flee from suffering? In one of his letters to his spiritual daughter, Raffaelina Cerase, Padre Pio explains, "Human nature is susceptible to suffering and resists it because humans were created for happiness and crosses are consequences of sin. As long as we are here on this earth, we will always have a natural aversion to suffering. This is a chain that accompanies us wherever we are." So, clearly, Padre Pio did understand why people want their sufferings to be removed. As he himself stated, humans were created for happiness, and crosses are a consequence of sin. We are all searching for that happiness, though many of us mistakenly believe that freedom from suffering is the key to finding it. But in reality, as Padre Pio reminds us, suffering is the path to greater love and union with God, which is our ultimate purpose and true happiness. In conclusion, I hope today's reflection inspires you to not ask God to remove every suffering that comes your way, but to seek the grace to carry your cross with love, just as Padre Pio did. As St. Alphonsus Liguori expressed, "Is not he a fool who seeks after happiness in this world, where he will remain only a few days, and exposes himself to the risk of being unhappy in the next, where we must live for eternity?" If you found value in today's reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comment section below. Thank you so much for watching, and may Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.